Good luck on them 20-somethings.
Good luck on them 20-somethings.
God bless these 20-somethings.
Hey everyone, welcome back to 20-somethings. This is our third week going strong. And we are once again so thankful for the support and the constant repost. We just appreciate all the love as we are growing into this new journey in our lives.
Follow.
So yes, thanks for everybody following us at 20-somethings, all spelled out, 4 underscores. We appreciate it so much. So today we are talking about social media. We're talking about what we breathe, eat, sleep. Everybody's on social media. Everybody's on their phone. So we're going to start with talking about what is social media to you? What do you use social media for? We could just go around and talk about that.
Well, personally, I love Twitter. Twitter is for jokes. Twitter is where I get my news. Twitter is like everything. It's like it gives me the tea. It gives me what's happening in the world. Instagram, I gotta let the people know that I'm still the baddest bitch out here.
And
Facebook, and I feel like Facebook has a different type of humor than Twitter and Instagram, so that's why I still have my Facebook. I don't go on Facebook that often, but Facebook is just mad funny, especially the different groups, like, hilarious. It's a different type of funny.
I use Twitter a lot, too. I get my news from there. Twitter has all the jokes. It has the first jokes. So all the jokes that y'all see on Instagram and Facebook is from Twitter. Like, that's really where, like, the humor comes from. Instagram, same thing. Gotta let everybody know I'm the baddest. But I've also, like, have a blog to promote. So I try to be pretty active on there and see what's going on.
What's your blog? Promote it.
I am a lifestyle wellness blog. I kind of talk about mental health in the Black community, wellness in the Black community, you know, issues like that, as well as, like, I kind of want to do some more travel stuff on there. It's called On a Regular Basis NYC, if you guys follow me at Z-E-E Bugs. You'll see more stuff on there. I've been trying to be really consistent with that. And there's that.
I had to plug Zaria, and y'all can go back to talking about the social media.
Plug.
I use social media, mostly Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. Instagram is where I get my tea. I use the Shade Room as my tea. I don't follow them because I can't have that negativity on my timeline. But I just search them. You know, they top in my search list. Facebook, like Sammy said, is jokes. Like, they be having some crazy-ass memes. I'm like an old person. Like, I still don't know really how to work my Instagram that much. I gotta ask my friends.
Yeah, she asks us questions, like, every week in the group chat. Like,
and Snapchat, you know, Snapchat is where I really be. I show my real me, you know. It expires in 24 hours. I mean, Instagram does, too, but it's different. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the Mac.
All right. How about you, Bree? What you use it for?
I mean, like, honestly, I've been using social media to get my news. You find out a lot of information there. I like the fact that you can put a lot of different articles out, like, for people to have their own perceptions of things that's going on in the world. Of course, I use it, you know, because I like to see what my friends is doing. And, you know, just stuff like that. Of course, you know, be up to date with what's going on. And, yeah, you know, and then I post my little pics here and there. A lot of my friends, I feel like they're all, like, photogenic, and they post a lot of pictures. I don't take that much pictures like that. But, you know, I do my thing with the Facebook and the Snapchat. But I'm starting to get on Instagram, like, way more now. So, yeah, you know, follow me at @JordanA3E's. Yeah.
All right, so I am on 2 social medias. I'm only on Snapchat and Instagram. Social media for me, because sometimes be a headache, so I only like to keep 2 at a time. So I deactivated my Facebook for a long time.
Loser!
Facebook is whack. They're selling your information probably to the Russians. Like, please don't be shocked if you get bombarded really, really soon. So yeah, I just use Instagram and Snapchat. You know, Instagram I post when I'm traveling or whatever. Snapchat, I kind of post my, like, daily activities. So yeah. And I am on the Shade Room a lot. I follow them, actually, which is probably bad. But I like to receive the tea right then and there. I want it to be first on my timeline.
Yeah. I just want y'all to know that if you don't have a Twitter, you're definitely a loser.
You're a loser.
Okay. Twitter is a fucking loser. Yeah, like,
no, I don't like
Twitter. No, I was like,
like 11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Ayana. Pause. Ayana. So we have Ayana again on the third week. But she's in Philly, like I mentioned in the last episode. So we like to call our girl in because she is still a part of the 20-something. Yes. So we like to include her. So go ahead, Ayana.
So I use Twitter, like Sam.
Exactly.
Me and Sam, we be retweeting and stuff, like the same stuff or whatever. But yeah, Twitter.
And Zaria.
Like, what's going
on? Well, I don't have Zaria on Twitter.
But Zaria does not have me on Twitter.
Okay. Twitter is popping. Like, if you ever down, like, if you, like, ever feel like you in a bad mood, just go on Twitter and you'll be so weak.
The
like,
joke.
So weak. It's so much fun.
Little Nas X came from Twitter. I kind of, like, don't really be
on Snapchat anymore. It kind of got a little corny. Once they did all the updates, I was just like, I'm not
doing
it.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
But Instagram is still popping. You know, DMs stay lit. So.
And that's a fact.
That's pretty much. But Facebook has been my new thing. You know, guys, like, I just moved to my new apartment, and Facebook has this market, and I've been buying, like, so many good, like, pieces of furniture from there for really, really cheap, and I love it.
Get it, girl.
Wait, pause, time out. You can buy stuff from Facebook?
Yes. They have cars, apartments now. So
that's how long I've
been off of Facebook. I bought my apartment off of Facebook.
Yes. Oh, so it really works, because I was telling my sister, she was like, it's all fake. So that means it really works. I need to go and get me.
Wait, Ayana, what?
Yeah, no, Facebook has like a sell page. Yes, like
a marketplace.
Okay,
now.
So that proves how long I've been off Facebook. I didn't know people was buying apartments off of Facebook. Definitely. I may have to
get back off Facebook.
I may have to get back on
Facebook. Zaria, please. You're on there every hour. Like, you delete, then make another one.
Yeah, Zaria's barely on Facebook.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. They got
I feel like Facebook is for the birds. No offense, y'all.
It's
but
for the
I feel
old
like
people.
No, I'm not offended.
Like, that's cool. I won't.
People who are stuck in the past.
Are on Facebook.
Listen, I don't post on Facebook. I just look at what everybody else is saying. I look at everybody having kids and posting their pictures.
Yeah, I don't want to see none of that. I don't want to see your child. I don't want to see your man. I don't want to see your baby shower. I don't need Facebook is negative energy. I don't want to
definitely
see
negative energy.
So then if that's the case, what is social media to you guys? And like, what do you feel effect has it had on you guys now? Like, currently.
Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I need to take it to break from social media. Like, even Twitter, even though I love Twitter, it's just, like, you see, like, you know how I said that I get my news from Twitter? So, it's just, like, you see everything. It's, like, people were tweeting from Sudan, and then, like, you hear people tweeting about the immigration, like, ICE, and I'm just, like, oh, my God, this is so overwhelming. And I feel so useless sometimes, because it's just, like, damn, what can I do to, like, help these people besides just retweet and let other people know? Like, it has to be something else. Right. But it's so overwhelming to know, like, sometimes I feel so blessed that I'm not going through those situations, but it's just, like, damn, this is really what's happening in the world. I'm, like, kind of sheltered when it comes to things like that, when it comes to ICE, when it comes to Sudan, who doesn't have the internet access to spread their information and stuff. Like, it's, like, so overwhelming sometimes. Even with, like, insecurities and stuff like that, it's overwhelming because it's just, like, damn, like, shorty posted a picture, like, she lost 50 pounds. It's just, like, damn, well, I'm not losing 50 pounds. Like, it's so overwhelming.
Definitely. Like, my Twitter, for example, I have, like, two Twitters. One is, like, for the jokes. One is for the jokes. And then the other one
You have two Twitters?
Yeah, I have two Twitters. Oh, the other, the second
seems
one
like
is,
Sam's only have one.
I only have one, guys.
It's a lot coming in. No, but the second one is for really, like, following, like, my professors. Because I'm pursuing a degree in journalism, so I have a lot of journalism professors and, like, classmates and stuff like that. So I get, like, actual news. Like, I follow, like, news outlets on the second Twitter for stuff like that. So, like, I try to, like, separate, you know, news from
business and pleasure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely. So that makes it a little easier for, like, it's still overwhelming nonetheless, but, like, I feel a little better because I'm like, okay, this is my news Twitter. This is my jokes Twitter. Like,
yeah. You have one where you can be free and one where you can, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I feel like social media can both be beneficial and detrimental. And I think that because I feel like it's a perfect place for you to network, for you to get to know other people.
Exactly.
You know, you can even meet your, like, soulmate on social media. But I also feel like it gives away these, like, dreams and, like, lost hopes and, like, you just looking at people who have achieved so months, or and you look at yourself like, why haven't I done this? Or why yes. don't I have this relationship? Or why can't I have this body? Why can't my stomach be snatched? Or, you know, like different things like that. I feel like it can really take over your life and be like, wow, like what am I doing with myself? But honestly, everything that glitters is not gold, because there are some relationships where you can see them on the internet and behind closed doors, he is beating her ass.
Speak on it.
Or she's beating his ass.
Bow wow. I'm a comment on Ayana thing. Let me tell y'all something, especially about these Instagram models. I'm not trying to be mixy, but a lot of y'all favorite bartenders is sleeping on mattresses. Okay.
Sure,
no bed frame. They sleeping on mattresses.
They new wig or whatever case may be.
And they end up broke doing them butt shots. So
are very expensive.
Don't think that everything that glitter is gold, because it's not.
And this idea, like, I kind of heard an experience. I don't know where I saw this actually. Like with somebody, like nowadays bartenders and like people in that industry, they have like they aren't really looked at or like looked to be hired unless they got surgery somewhere. And I'm like, that's getting pretty crazy. Like, now you're forcing people to, like, get butt implants and boob implants to, like, have a job. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It's just because, like, they put it on social media and, like, that's how, like, they kind of get the guys there. Like, so.
Yeah. I mean.
And it really.
Okay, but if you go to, like, a strip club or something, like, are you going to want to look at somebody who doesn't have a butt? Like,
I want to look at somebody. No one said that's a natural fat ass.
Yeah, that's true.
A natural fat ass can save the day.
But they're trying to make it in this industry. Some people have good doctors, though. Some people have good doctors where they look like they have a natural butt.
That's a fact.
But I mean, like, honestly, like, I feel like social media has so many different effects, because it's like, it can be the body, like Ayana said, like, it can be the body, it can be like people are achieving these things that you feel like you should be achieving at the same time. Just like in our first pilot, when I was like all of you guys are in school and some of you guys have graduated and I'm the one who's not. So it's like, you know, seeing my friends on social media graduate and like, you know, making all these accounts, it's like, whoa, like, I'm a failure. Like, you know, I ain't doing shit. Like, I'm not in school right now. Like, I'm working, but it's like, I'm not in school. Like, I didn't make that achievement. And it's like, seeing everybody on social media do things that, and they might be your age, they might be younger, they might be older. And it's like, seeing people do those things that you're not able to do, it definitely has an effect on your mental health. And it makes you, like, you know, definitely discouraged. But it shouldn't, though, because we just, like, this is literally just an outlet for us supposed to just see how our friends are. But a lot of people like to flex on social media. Like, that's they lifestyle.
And I can agree with Bree with that. Because this is like, you should look at social media. Like, people either look at social media or that way, or they look at social media to clown on other people. Like, damn, this bitch got four kids and she only 21. Like, you be like, what the fuck is going on? I mean, even though I still feel that way, what the fuck is going on?
I feel like that was
what the fuck is going on? Like, or, like, if somebody, like, something bad happened to somebody, like, I feel like social media, people use it, like Brianna said, it's supposed to be a way to connect with your friends or people you don't really see and just show how, like, you know, how life is going for you. People use that as either a contest or a fucking pity party. Like, I hate when people post a fucking night in a doctor or the hospital and post the bracelet that they give you. Like,
or they're crying. It's just like, sis,
they're crying.
Come on.
Do you actually care about your health, or do you want social media to...
Do you want somebody like, oh my gosh, what happened? And everybody, I know I personally feel this way. Everybody has that one social media best friend that always comment or like everything, but you don't even talk to them. And you be like, what the fuck? Like, but that's on social media, that is your ride or die. Like, it's crazy.
You know what I think? I think we also have to keep in mind that people only post their best on social media. Nobody is posting what they look like on a regular day basis. And I'm speaking personally. I post when I'm on vacation, when I'm out, when I'm cute and dolled up. I'm not posting you when I'm at my 9-to-5 because I look crazy. You might get that in an Insta story one day when I look decent, but you're not getting that every day on my timeline, honey. You are going to get these LA pics. You're going to get these Miami pics. You're going to get these going out pics. You're not getting a 9-to-5 pic, honey. It's just, you got to keep in mind, like, people only put their best foot forward on Instagram. So if you keep that in mind, I feel like and you don't get caught up on this, you'll be fine on Instagram.
Unless it's a TBT. Then that's when it's like, ha, ha, ha. But on Thursday and Tuesday, if it's not on there, that's it.
I also feel like people, like, it's like a downplay on, like, people who make money on social media. Like, there's so much money everywhere. And some people choose to make their money on social media, like, with sponsorships and stuff like that. And a lot of people are just like, oh my gosh, influencers, they're just here. They're going to lose a lot of money. Like, that's a joke. And it's like people kind of make build their brand. Like, social media has made it easier for people to build their brand, build their business, and, like, stuff on there. So it's like, that's kind of the benefit. But once again, they only show the good side. So
that's a fact.
Instagram is trying to implement a new policy. It's some countries where they already started where basically, like, they don't see the likes. And I feel like that's really messing with people's bags. Like, some people are like, oh, well, if you're insecure, like, it's better because people don't see how many people like your post, have, like, your post. But with social media influencers, it's just, like, people see my likes and people see how many likes I've got so that they can see, oh, they can go buy this product.
Yeah, it messes
or, like,
with their
it's
metrics.
A real, it messes with their bag. And, like, I don't know. That's not cool because there's some people who have built careers off of that.
Yeah. And no lie, if I was in a position where I could get paid, like, $1,000 to post, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, what do I need to say? Flat tummy tea, I'm
Flat tummy tea. I'm kind of 50-50 on that. Like, I was talking to, like, Brie about that the other day. And I personally feel like, especially a lot of these girls that's, like, baby mothers to rappers or, like, you know, like, coming up a case may be, like, I personally feel like, you're worth more than just posting a picture in their outfit on Instagram. Right. Like, it's like, if my nigga is a rapper or a boxer, whatever, basketball player, whatever the fuck he is.
He has a great income.
No, I'm not, like, I'm going to use that to build my personal brand. Like, I don't want clothes from, I don't just only care for clothes from Fashion Nova and that's how I make my coins or selling lashes. Like, ladies, remember that social media, you have a brain. You have a mind. Remember your dreams. Remember what you thought of. Like, what you wanted to be with as a child and use it. Like, don't just minimize yourself to just putting on an outfit and, hey, I just got paid. Granted, you got the money. You got more money than we probably got from working a day at work. Okay, that's cool. But at the end of the day, use your resources. Like, don't limit yourself.
But do you not see that as a step into, like, okay, I don't understand you're talking about, like, people with rap, like, girls who date rappers. But, like, what if they don't want to be dependent on that rapper boyfriend? What if they want to make their own strides? So they have to do those Fashion Nova post to, you know, get that $1,000 and put towards buying some hair to resell. Like, what do you think about that?
Right, so that's what she's saying. Though. Like, building yourself up. Like, if you have the resources to build yourself up, like, everybody comes at Kylie Jenner because of the fact that she's literally a billionaire at 21 years old.
Okay.
And it's like, I honestly, like, I'm like, yeah, you were given all of this. Like, you had the money set. It was already set up for you. But she used those resources. She had everything that was set up for her because not everybody that has the money right there uses it wisely.
Amen.
And
that's true.
She literally had...
That's not a good example.
She's not a good example
because she said self-made billionaire was like, how self-made are you? If she was like Jay-Z saying self-made,
Jay-Z is self-made.
That's real different.
What I personally feel is the case may be is that granted, you have those even if you have the resources, if you don't. If you don't have the resources, of course you're going to have to grind 10 a million times harder than a person that has the resources. But what I'm saying, as a person that does have access to the resources, use the resources you have to expand your brand as a whole. Don't just use these big companies that's coming up, like Fashion Nova, Pretty Little Thing, whatever case may be. Yes, you can have them as a side hustle, but don't make that be your main hustle. Make something of yourself and your own brand that you can fall on.
Honestly, I feel attacked because I'm 100% Nova babe and Fashion Nova needs to sponsor me. But I get that's not my aspiration to be a Nova babe, but I am a Nova babe.
Ayana, what is your take on all of this? Where are you at, hun?
I was just sitting back and listening, but I do agree with Destiny that a lot of these up and coming or whatever you want to call them, entrepreneurs, they kind of just take stuff and run with it. But I do think that they have the resources to build their own brands and come up with their own ideas and they're not using it. They're just making that little money from, like you said, these small, well, big companies, Fashion Nova and Pretty Little Thing. Like, yeah, you signed on a gram and you're making a little bit of money, but Fashion Nova, it might not be around forever. And so, like, what are you going to do then? Like, what's going to be your income? Like, it'll be big now, but honestly, I feel like Fashion Nova has went down since it came out.
Definitely.
When it originally came really? Out. Honestly, yes. I used to wear it, and I don't wear it anymore. Babe. So, like, what are you going to do when there's no more Fashion Nova? Like, what do you have to set back on?
I think that even, like, celebrities do that, too. Like, even, like, with the J. Cole song where he was coming at Little Pump, where he was just like, you're spending all your money on this jewelry and all these cars and stuff, but, like, you're not investing. You're not mm-hmm. putting your money on a house. Like, the money is eventually going to run out. Like, you right. need to keep the income. Once you get up there, the most important thing is to keep that money coming in. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't think about that. You have to invest your money. You have to spend money on something that's going to last long term because, like he said, now everyone's gonna listen to your music for the long term. Like I don't even listen to Lil Pump, honestly.
Yeah.
Like
fuck
I don't,
a Lil Pump.
I don't know that Gucci dance.
Yeah,
no.
That's not my song. Girls Who Like Girls, is that Lil Pump?
No, that's me.
No,
that's
Lil Pump. But it's featuring Lil Pump.
Is it?
He's on it.
No, it's Lil Sky. Sorry,
Skies.
Lil Skies.
See, I don't even know him.
I don't listen to Cardi.
Barty.
Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, I'm
sorry, we're Barbs over here.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Playboy.
I know, but Nally transitioned. Into
I apologize. I swore I heard Cardi.
She transitioned to the Latina. But
in other news, so
I love my Spanish people. I'm just playing with y'all. Don't take it serious.
She's part Mexican. She has to love you guys.
Yeah.
Anywho, what are the positive things we get from social media? I'll start. I'm gonna say that I follow some women bosses who I feel are like super duper dope.
Riri.
And I think that in this time we're getting a lot of women speaking up and telling their stories and basically being very independent. And I'm loving that. And they're using Instagram as a platform, Twitter as a platform. So following all of that has been very positive, okay?
Period. Okay. I follow a lot of women entrepreneurs, like a lot of like women who start their businesses on Instagram. I follow like Girl Boss. I follow this girl. She's pretty dope. Her name's President Kennedy. She talks about like confidence and like being a black woman and like how to do that and maneuver all that. All the hot shit. And I just follow that and it really just encourages me. So that's the same thing what Instagram is like. I mean, like with social media, you have to find things that encourage you and like not follow things that don't encourage you. So that's what I try to do.
I follow a lot of pages that have inspiring quotes that tell you to do this, do that, to heal, to be a boss, to make money, all those kind of things. So, like, let go. I use social media to inspire me. I use social media to not only for, like, inspiration to be something, but, like, inspiration for, like, my ideas, I guess, because like a lot of people don't know that like I'm into fashion and I'm coming back into it, so like I use it to inspire me for that.
Yes, if anyone doesn't know, Sammy's made a lot of outfits, really dope outfits for like in fashion in middle school, and we really appreciate it.
She had a boxing outfit, yeah. So if anybody wants to fight,
she knows how to use a sewing machine.
She has a sewing machine.
We're gonna plug you in.
Me and Zaria failed. We were just in it for the free cupcakes.
Shout out to
our really good.
Shout out to Miss Monique.
I thought it was Miss Martin.
Miss Martin. Yeah, that's her name.
I think her first name was Monique.
Yeah. But Sammy's wears pretty dope outfits. So go ahead, Sam.
Yeah. So like, I use it to inspire me to see what's trending and stuff. I just started drawing again. So it's really inspiration for me, social media.
Yeah.
Social media isn't all that bad.
Yeah, like, it's not all that bad. Like Nat said, like, I feel the same like as Sam. Like, I follow a lot of things that give me inspirational quotes, things that make me feel uplifted and, you know, just make me feel like I should be pushing myself to do, like, the things, you know, I feel like I can do and, like, to my greatest potential. I definitely follow Rhee, you know, because Rhee is a boss. She's done so many great things as being a black woman in the industry that she's in. She has just flourished, and she's probably one of my hugest inspirations. I also follow a girl that I used to go to high school with named Monasia. She has, like, I'm sorry, I forgot exactly the name of her Instagram, but it's, like, healthy living, and she definitely promotes a lot of, like, women who are trying to promote their business and be entrepreneurs and just push themselves to their highest limits and doing anything they want to do. And social media can definitely have that effect on everyone. And just, you know, as long as you have, like, the your best foot forward and you're looking at it in a certain light that can help you, I feel like social media can definitely be very helpful.
And, like,
yeah, I agree.
Oh, Ayana, you go.
I think, yeah, I have a few friends that I go to, like, college with, and just people that have graduated before me, who are starting their own clothing lines, who are starting their own skincare lines. And it's inspiring. I don't feel like I have to, like, do the same thing or, like, become an entrepreneur or something like that. But I feel like it's good to see other Black women, other Black people in general doing something positive. Not everybody, you know, like, wants to be their own boss or wants to carry a whole company by themselves. Like, not everyone is doing that. But I make sure that I let them know, like, you know, keep doing your thing. I'm proud of you. Like, it's always good to also put positivity out there so that you can get it back in return.
Yes, I completely agree with Ayana. And especially with the fact of that, like everyone has said, I like to follow positive, like, well, personally, I like to follow a lot of positive Black women because I'm a Black woman. So I feel like even though not every experience is the same, but we can have relatable experiences. So, like, with that being said, I like to follow a lot of positive, strong Black women. Like, I love Nicki Minaj, even though her boyfriend is disgusting. But that's just another topic for the day. But, like, I love to follow positive, strong Black women. Like, I feel like I'm a very opinionated Black woman, and that can be looked at as a negative thing to a lot of people and men as well. And I just love that type of inspiration and seeing women go get their bag and not be unapologetic about it.
Right.
And that's the thing that makes you you, you know?
And that's on period.
That's on. Mm-hmm. All right, period, so baby.
We spoke about the negatives of social media, the positives of social media, what we use social media for. We're going to transition into this hot tea of the week.
Woo,
we are going to talk about hot girl summers all around social media.
Hot girl summer versus
city
girl
boys.
Summer.
They keep
versus
a score.
City girl summer.
Versus city girl summer.
You know, I think I'm having a hot girl summer. You know, I'm feeling real Meg the Stallion. I'm feeling really, I'm in my bag, but I'm in his too. Oh, I'm really feeling
that's
that.
That's why every time you see me, I got a new pair of shoes.
And that's
period.
Period.
Like, okay.
So, how y'all hot girl summer going? What we think about hot girl summer?
I don't got no hot girl summer.
Okay, I just wanted to say Meg's definition of a hot girl summer. Ooh. So Meg tweeted that being a hot girl is about being unapologetically you,
period.
Having fun,
period.
Being confident,
period.
Living your truth, and being the life of the party.
Period.
Which
period.
All the things that I am.
Period.
Period. Ayana, what you was about to say, girl?
Oh, I was just going to say that I love how everyone is supporting Meg. You know, she got haters here and there, but I just love how everyone just loves her.
Yeah.
Like, well,
I love her. She's
Meg
dope.
Is dope. I want her to let me drive the boat. Like, I want to officially be inducted into driving the boat.
Yes.
And I like that she is homegrown. Her body is
yes.
crazy. Meg's body is freaking
and
bomb.
She's also a stallion, which is 5'8" and above, which I am.
And
so
not to mention, she's
also...
It's a
hot girl summer for me, especially.
She's also in school, so she's setting the bar really high. She's in school. She got a career, so, you know, I was in school. I graduated, so I like Meg promoting the school talk because it kind of gets downplayed a little bit. So, you know, I support Meg the Stallion, hot girl, 100%, and I'm all here for the summer and being confident and having fun and doing whatever the fuck you want to do.
I love the hot girl summer movement. Like, she definitely, like, Meg has definitely encouraged women to be themselves and work hard, and that's
right.
That's on period. Like, what else do we got to do? Like, we doing what we want. Nobody telling us what to do.
Real hot girl shit.
Real hot girl shit. And you do your, like, you work hard, you play hard, and that's it. That's really what it's about. And I feel like as far as the summer goes, the summer is going by way too fast. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like, it's about to be August already. And I feel like my hot girl summer has been pretty lit. Yes. I feel like I've just been, like, learning about myself, doing what I want, like, thinking about myself and, like, how I can improve and all that stuff. And, like, trying to get to my best level. That's pretty much
yes, that. I agree with Zaria, Natalie, and Samis, what they said about Meg. I love Meg so much. Like, she's, like, my second best female rapper so far. Oh, gosh. Especially for
after
this generation.
Of course.
Yes, of course. After, yeah, especially in this up-and-coming generation, Meg is such a great, like, leader example.
Yeah.
And especially how she promotes girls, like Natalie said, in school. Because mm-hmm. most of us, like everyone said, that they're in school or have graduated from school. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, she gives you both aspects of the spectrum. Like, you know, she promotes being yourself, being unapologetic. And I just love everything Meg has to offer. Like, she just describes and makes emphasis Hot Girl Summer. I prefer that over City Girl Summer because Young Miami is dumb. Sorry.
Hello.
But she's
wow.
dumb.
So she annoyed that she's pregnant.
I'm not even, we're not
I
even
mean,
gonna go
I feel
too much
like,
into that.
Nah, we gotta
I feel,
go. It's even, Hot Girl Summer versus City Girl Summer.
Well,
so
City Girl Summer. Hot Girl Summer versus
hold on.
City Boy Summer.
What's the definition of the City Girl Summer?
I heard City Girls is extorting niggas for their money.
Period.
And I'm all the way with that.
That's
all
I'm voting for. I'm not gonna lie.
Honestly, like, I don't really listen to
Walk
him
like a
party.
Dog, sis.
So, oh yeah, like, I'm not a big fan of either party, but I definitely do like what Megan has been promoting to the world. Like, sis literally is getting paid each gig she does, and she's still going to school. Like, that is really a huge accomplishment. Like, you definitely. Like, all right, yeah, I know that I'm making my career happen over here, but I still want to make sure I get this degree. Like, that is a hustle beyond itself.
Beyond,
like,
extorting niggas.
Yeah,
and
like,
that's the biggest
that's
thing
the,
about it. You don't need
I
a man to be anything
to
be, that you want to be in this world.
And,
yeah.
Meg
and that's
these
the, that's the difference.
Too.
That's she, is, she, shows she, that, that, she shows that she can get
too.
Her own bag and
NBA
secure
his
that
bag too.
And have his bag.
The
I don't
tea?
Like the fact that we try to push out, oh yeah, you know, fuck him, get his money. Oh yeah, I'm going to get the bag. He going to pay, like, the whole system of, oh, if you're tricking, he should buy you a car. He should, like, sis, I want to get my own car. I want to get my own house. Whatever you give me is
the real
extra.
Tea is that
like
these
the
niggas
biggest,
don't got no money.
I feel like that's the biggest difference,
know what
though, between City Girl Summer and Hot Girl Summer is that City Girl Summer is, I feel like it's surrounded with these niggas who, like Zaria said, are poor. But, like,
they're poor.
Versus, like,
poor,
Hot Girl Summer where it's just like, yeah, I'm getting my money too. But I'm in your money as well.
Even
right?
though you poor, I'm still in your car.
I'm still in
your
money.
I'm still
going to
have 250 a week.
You're poor, right. But I'm in that. Like,
that 250 a week going to cover me and my friend's drinks. And that's a fact.
I'm sorry. Young Miami was in fucking, she was 16 in middle school. I can't deal with that. I'm
what?
Sorry.
She was 16
yeah, she
in middle
said that
school?
In a breakfast club.
Before we diverse.
I mean, well, we already knew what flewed out. Told us, like, and I mean, like, but we can't even shit on her because no lie, like, you know, she's doing her thing,
she
getting
really
her money as she
down.
Should, and she's
holding
it down for her.
She's still a bird.
That's
free
rapping.
JT,
but it's just
free JT though.
Free JT.
But it makes you think, and it makes you realize certain things. Like, if you're in this position, like, how would you handle it? Like, mm-hmm. you have a Megan and you have a Carisha. Like, Meg decided, hey, all right, I got this bag, but I'm gonna still get this diploma. And Carisha's like, you feel me? I got this bag, but I'm gonna have me another baby. Oh.
Oh, Ayana got disconnected. But I'm gonna. Like,
she is pregnant by a producer no one has worked with. I'm sorry.
First of all, you're capping.
Yeah.
Don't
all right,
that.
Southside may have been, what's the call, but nobody really knows Southside.
Yeah,
bro, he
that's
worked
the thing
with
that goes.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm still trying to get flued out. I don't know about y'all.
Period.
So we lost Ayana, so I think we should wrap up. I just wanna talk quickly about what my summer's looking like. I think I am having a little bit of a hot girl summer and mostly a working girl summer. I've been working a lot, but hot girl summer, I could kind of relate to Meg more because, you know, she in school, but she, you know, she got a rich person on the side. And I feel like I could relate to that. So, city girls, I don't know. I can't just be asking niggas for money.
I
love and no
for money neither.
Yeah,
sorry.
And
that's
no,
prostitution, baby.
Sorry.
That's prostitution if
can't
you're fucking for bread.
That's a different topic because
it's,
know it's indirect
not
prostitution.
For bread,
so
but like, if you're fucking a nigga,
I think
you should be able to ask that nigga for bread. Like, Like, if you fuck him, you should,
but
like,
that's two different things. If you fucking a nigga and he give you bread and you're fucking niggas for bread. That's two different things.
I feel like my biggest issue with the hot girl summer, though, is that, like, how men are interpreting it. Like, it's just like, why they added themselves. You have to be a hoe. Like, why even the competition between a hot girl and a hot boy is just like, damn, why can't we have nothing to ourselves? No, like, period. Why do you have to be in competition with us about who's having a more fun summer? Yeah, like, it's just mad annoying.
The
like,
one thing, though, despise all the different female rappers and their different type of music and style with KC and B. I love that it's been a female year. Females have been dominant. Yeah, whether it's Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Young Miami, Meg Thee Stallion, the others. I'm sorry. Whatever, KC and B. But it has been about females. Females has been getting a bag, and I love
and
it.
And doing it on their own independent
bag. We've been getting a bag.
There are a lot of lower rappers out there, too.
Right. Yeah, Tiara Whack come is from, nice. To come from a place where we used to have to wait for the men to go to work, be in the house, and cook and clean, and men had to do everything. To us dominating, like, we deserve a big old
and that's
pat
why
on
fucking
back.
Jermaine Dupri ugly ass is all fucking mad. That's why he's like, mad.
He's talking about making rappers strap. Like,
such a dumbass.
Like, you
guys mad
are
the brat didn't do shit.
Like, what?
The brat ain't do shit.
Like, why is the hatred for women so strong? I don't get it.
All right, y'all. So that is it for this week. Episode. We just want to talk to you. We want to get some feedback from the audience.
How's your hot summer?
Yeah, how y'all summer looking like? And if you are a city boy or a hot boy, I guess we could listen to what y'all summer looking like, even though it
don't
really matter. Nah, we care about everybody that listens. So if you want to share whether you're a city boy or a city girl or a hot boy, what's your summer looking like? Is it lit? You going through it, or you just working?
And do you like social media, or do you feel like it's been fucking up your relationship?
Yeah, shout out to all my stallions.
Quick question. Do you guys feel like you guys have people on social media that you don't want?
Yeah. So we just want to hear all that feedback. And once again, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. On the behalf of the crew at 20-somethings, all the girls here, we thank you for the support. We thank you for the listens. We thank you for the shares, the reposts, all of that. We appreciate it so much. And once again, you can follow us at 20-somethings, everything spelled out.
Four underscores.
Follow us, and repost us, share us, and...
And follow me personally at DESSMA. Wait, the underscore first. No, is it second?
Underscore dot Sam Sam.
All right, I think it's DESSMACC underscore, but if it's not, try the other way around.
If you
underscore first.
If you want to follow us all personally, follow us at 20 somethings and all our Instagrams are there. So
right. Natalie's totally right.
Kill two birds with one stone. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.